Hey everybody, welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? I'm sitting here in my car in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, sweet town. But before I get into that, as always, I want to take the time right off the top to thank you guys for listening to my podcast. Appreciate it. So please tell a friend, tell a coworker, tell an enemy, tell somebody, share it. Help me grow this podcast, folks. Quick milestone. For those who don't know, I'm gonna just start saying five. He turns five in a few weeks, but I have a five-year-old son named Miles, and every week I do a milestone. And the milestone this week was his very first full week of kindergarten. He loves it. And the teachers actually say he could skip, but we think he needs to mature, so we're going to go ahead and leave him in there so he can just learn more social skills and kind of mature. But it feels good to know that we sent him to school prepared academically and actually over-prepared to the point where he could skip kindergarten. So that felt good as parents. A huge shout out to my wife. I mean, she does a lot with him. So, you know, without her help, you know, I definitely couldn't do it myself. So shout out to my wife, and I'm so proud of my little boy for being prepared. And I mean, there's mornings he wakes up at like 4 o'clock in the morning, ready to go to school. I remember my first day of first grade. I was the same way. I was so excited to go. I woke up 3 hours ahead of time. I was dressed and I just sat around waiting to go to school. But he loves it. I dropped him off Thursday before I drove here to Pittsburgh. And, you know, I just clipped him out of his car seat and he got out, and one of the older kids helped him out of the car, and just watching him run up to that school with his little book bag bouncing off his back, I got pretty emotional, man. It's just, I remember bringing him home for the first time, and here he is just off at school. So time flew by, and I know that day is going to come where, you know, he's graduating from high school and I'll be dropping him off at college around this time now, this time of year, in what, 14, 15 years, 13 years, I'll be dropping him off at school. So that's the milestone, my baby boy, first week of school in the books. So, yep, folks, glad to have you back. I'm here in Pittsburgh. I'm doing the Pittsburgh Comedy Festival. Been a fun time so far. The drive here wasn't bad at all. First night, I got here Thursday. What's today? What the fuck day is today? No, I got here Wednesday, because today's Friday. I got here Wednesday. First show I did was at the University of Pittsburgh. They had their freshman orientation. They had a bunch of events for their freshmen that they had to go to. And my buddy Phil Florence, he puts on shows at Pitt. He's a senior there. And we did this really cool show in the student union downstairs. I was pretty nervous, man, because all these kids are super young. I mean, they were born the year after I graduated from high school. You know, it's just insane to me. I'm looking at people in college born after I graduated from high school. It's, at one point on stage, I realized that these kids were actually closer to my son's age than to my age. I mean, he's five, and these are adults, and he's closer to their age than mine. So I was a little apprehensive about it. You know, I didn't know if they would get me. I thought they might be super PC, you know, just offended by everything. I was afraid of a lot of oohs and ahs, but they were a lot of fun, man. So shout out to Phil Florence for putting that on. It was a fun show, man. Phil went up. He had a great set. I'm so terrible with names. It wasn't Garrett. It was another kid. Had some real funny jokes. Yeah, these great wordplay jokes. I can't remember his name. I feel terrible for not remembering it. Osha Dwyer, I believe. She was on the show. She did great. And so by the time I got up on stage, they were ready to go. Did a bunch of crowd work. I got a couple kids to come up on stage. We just joked around. I made fun of their majors and told them how they're going to be future Afghan war veterans because this shit Trump is starting. Just had a lot of fun. So they asked a lot of questions, and it was cool to, you know, to have them hang around afterwards and ask me all these questions like, do I know famous people? Am I famous? It's kind of funny where it's just like, you have no idea. I'm an absolute nobody. But fun show. Way to start the week here. It was just so weird doing a comedy show in a place where they didn't have any alcohol at all. Strange. Like, I got there, I was kind of nervous. It's not like I drink that much before a show, but, you know, a little Jameson, a little shot of Jameson on the rocks, kind of calms the nerves. But they were like, "You want an icy or a churro?" I'm like, I don't need an icy. It's just so weird how it's just like this innocent kind of event where you're giving kids icies and churros, and they had some other like cinnamon stick things or something like that too, but was not interested in that at all. But yeah, it was a nice venue, man. It was packed to the point where the RAs that were kind of helped run the room, they had to kick out about 70 to 80 people because it was so crowded. I think we probably hit close to 200 people in the room, so it was awesome, man. They added a ton of chairs, and the students seemed to enjoy it. And yeah, it's just class of 2021. Let that shit sink in. Class of 2021. That is wow. So that was the first night. Then last night, I didn't have anything on the books for the festival, but there were a couple mics in town. The kid I'm staying with, Phil, he runs one at this place called Cappy's Cafe. A lot of fun, nice little kind of a shotgun room. Him and his buddy, I am terrible with names. Him and his buddy, I got to get his name. I think his last name was Irwin or Irvin. I can't remember. I'm terrible. But they co-host the show. They're adorable. They've been doing comedy a couple years. You know, the funny guys, they run a nice room. I met a bunch of the local comics. They all came out. They have a pretty big class of guys who've been doing it about a year. So it's kind of weird just being the old dude in the group. And I really enjoy watching up-and-coming new dudes to kind of see what they're doing and who their influences are. And, you know, I like to listen to their stories about how they got into comedy. Like, oh, I love Hannibal Buress. When I was in middle school, Hannibal Buress. That's funny because Hannibal isn't that old, but these guys are so young. You know, Hannibal was like a big deal to them when they were in like eighth grade. So that's kind of funny to hear. And I had a great time at Cappy's. And then there was another show at this place called Ham Bones. Great room, a lot of fun. I got to meet some of the other people who are actually on the Pittsburgh Comedy Festival. I got to see them perform, a couple guys from New York, so a lot of fun. And the guys here, they actually like to hang out. It's not like some scenes where, I guess if it's a bigger scene, there's a lot more mics to hit and people kind of just they do their thing and they leave. But these guys, they like to hang out and hit the sauce. This is a saucy town, Pittsburgh. They like to drink. But Ham Bones and Cappy's was a lot of fun. Pittsburgh is a weird town, man. It's got a weird feel. Oh shit, before I forget, when I came into town, I got a really good friend from high school, Jermaine Kyler. Hadn't seen him in 15 years. He's been here for a long time. I met up with him. We hung out, and it was just great catching up, talking about high school. He seems to be doing well. He looks great. Unfortunately, he had to leave the next Thursday morning, and he's gone all weekend. So I was hoping to get to spend more time with him and hang out. But it's fun catching up with people from high school, man. It's like you guys never were apart. You just kind of pick off where you left off. You talk about old stories and friends and what this guy is doing, what she's doing, what happened to this person. It's a lot of fun, man. And I think that was the first time I've sat down and had a drink with Jermaine ever. So that's a fun thing to do. I don't know if anybody else has really experienced that at 37, where you just haven't seen a really good high school buddy in a long time, and now you're both grown. You guys haven't seen each other since you were about 19, and now you can sit down at a bar and legally have a drink together. It's a special moment, and it was just good seeing him, man. It's just, we kind of had a similar, you know, experience growing up in Rochester. He was a suburban kid. I went to private schools, and you get a lot of shit from certain groups of niggas in that city for going to private schools or being suburban. You get called corny, all types of names and stuff. And, you know, it hurts when you're a kid, but you look back and you go, who the fuck is corny now? Who's laughing now? But it was just great to see him. He's doing well and good times. So, sorry, I forgot to mention that earlier, so I'll get back on track. And I've totally forgot what the fuck I was talking about. So, Cappies. Then we hit Ham Bones. And I forgot what I was talking about. But, oh, Pittsburgh. Great town. Very unique look. I've only seen it on TV. I've seen some of the old movies. And, you know, just it's just these old brick homes, man. These row houses. It's gorgeous. All these different colors. I mean, some of it's pretty run down, but I mean, just a lot of unique architecture in this town, man. A lot of unique architecture. My buddy Ian Oldman, who used to live in Harrisonburg, lives here now, and he's moving to Austin to work for a newspaper. I don't know what year he thinks it is, but that's probably not a good career choice in 2017. But I'm fucking with him. But he was just saying there's so many schools in this area because you had like the Mellons and the Hines folks here. Like back in the day, that's what these fucking industry tycoons would do. They would not only build these magnificent homes and all this kind of stuff, but to outdo each other, they would start these foundations and build schools. You know, that was their. I don't even know what CEOs and all these rich guys do now with nowadays with their money, but that was their way of, you know, showing each other up. It's like, oh yeah, you built a library, I'm gonna build an even bigger one. You built a school, I'm gonna build an even bigger one. You know, so it's something that benefited everybody. So it's a lot of schools here, a lot of great architecture, a lot of just cool stuff to see. It's got a weird feel. There's a lot of different things going on here in Pittsburgh. If you go a little south, it has this West Virginia mountain look and feel to it. You got guys with the beards and the camo hats, and you know it kind of looks like Trump country. And then you come into the city, like where I'm staying in this place, South Oakland. It's a rundown area, but it's a lot of college kids here. I mean, the outside of these buildings look a little rundown, but a lot of them, they've been renovated on the inside. A lot of college kids around here. You know, very hipster place. A lot of cool bars, a lot of shit to do. You go downtown, all the buildings and stuff downtown are brand new. When Jermaine took me down there to like the city square or something like that, they're outside doing, you know, yoga. They have this, you know, public yoga thing going on. Actually, yoga is pretty big here in Pittsburgh, which I wouldn't expect where a place where they actually fucking put French fries on a salad. That's the thing here in Pittsburgh, French fries on a salad. But it's just a lot going on. Downtown is, you can tell they put a lot of money into that. A lot of restaurants down there. You see a lot of good-looking young people, a lot of guys in fitted suits and manicured beards, and a lot of young chicks walking around, business suits, yoga pants, you know, looking like, you know, some hot chick from New York City. You got hot guys. And then, yeah, you got this hipster area. Then this a little bit South Oakland, you got this very, very rural-looking. So it's just a lot. It's a lot going on. A lot of different feels here, and it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. A lot of construction going on, but I don't really see anything looking improved in certain areas. It's like that guy you see at the gym every day for a year, but there's no gains at all. You know, it's some trashy people here, but I really like this city. I really do. I've never been to a town like this at all. You can really feel that this is a hard-working town, you know. And just riding around these older neighborhoods, you can kind of, in your mind's eye, like, just imagine what it looked like back in its heyday when the mills and the factories were going. I had an Uber driver say, you know, back in the, you know, 60s and 70s, how it's just everybody knew each other. Everybody was working, you know. Kids were playing outside all the time, and just the way it's set up, all the porches are right next to each other. It seems like it would have been cool, but slightly annoying at the same time, where everybody's kind of in your business. But I mean, I wish I could go back in time and come back in the 50s and 60s and just see all the, you know, the wives out and the, you know, all the husbands kind of getting home around the same time. They walk out, they have a beer, you know, you work with your neighbor, you know, he might work in a different part of the mill. But everybody kind of knew each other. It seems like a really tight-knit community. And, yeah, I definitely want to get back here for a football game, because I've lived in big cities where, you know, they have professional sports teams. And it seems like everybody likes them, but they're still, you know, this seems like it has a different feel, because it does feel like a very small town. Like, I can't believe they actually have a storied franchise here. So, I mean, I can't imagine how nuts people are during the football season about their Steelers, man. I would love to just come right around and see what it's like. A lot of hills here, too. Had no idea. Very hilly. I would love to come back here in the wintertime on a nice cold day and check out a football game and grab a beer. It's just got a real fucking hard-working American town feel, man. I really like it. I really do. A lot of hard-working manual labor guys walking around. It seems like people here, they work hard and they play hard. I don't know. I'm really sucking this town's dick, but I fucking love it here. It's just, I don't know. It's nice, man. It's really cool. It's just so much to see and do here. It's just a lot of good architecture. Yeah. So, that's basically what's going on here in Pittsburgh. I love the town. I have two shows tonight. I'm doing one at a Bella Notte tonight. It's a pizza parlor. And then I'm also doing my one and only Pittsburgh Comedy Festival show at the Henry Heyman Theater it's pretty late. It's like almost midnight tonight, so I hope I can hang. I was pretty tired last night. I'm getting old. I just can't hang, man. I just can't. So I got that going on tonight. So Bella Notte at 8 o'clock, and then the Heyman Theater at 11:45, midnight-ish. So that should be fun. I'm looking forward to it. So I guess I can kind of end on something a little bit more poignant, I guess. The whole Charlottesville thing is still kind of, it's kind of dying down, but, you know, I will say discussions are being had. Discussions are being had about race and racism. Actually, I would say more about racism than anything. And, you know, and we're fighting as a country with our troubled past. You know, do you honor it? You know, do you forget it? And it's a weird time to live right now. There's a lot of just strange things going on. So I saw a news story the other day that I couldn't even believe was real. The Asian ESPN reporter or commentator, not reporter. Sorry, that's my car. If you can hear that, I apologize. His name was Robert Lee, and he was supposed to broadcast, commentate the game in Charlottesville sometime later this fall. And his name was Robert Lee, and ESPN decided to take him off the assignment because they thought his name would cause a stir. And it's just funny watching people get all upset about it. And I will say, it is fucking dumb. He's Asian. Just because his name is Robert Lee doesn't, what does it fucking really mean? It's stupid. And it's just funny to watch people who are conservative lose their shit, talking about they're boycotting ESPN, they're dumb, all this liberal PC political correctness is ruining everything, these people are a bunch of pussies. But it's funny, like, because a lot of these same people didn't want to elect Obama because he had a Muslim name and his middle name was Hussein. Like, somehow he was tied to Saddam Hussein. So it's just funny to watch them freak out about the shit when they basically did it on another level. They hated Barack Obama's name because it's a Muslim name, and we've been at war with quote-unquote Islam for the last few years. And so it's just funny when the tables turn, they totally forget how they were sensitive about a name, but when it's a liberal thing, it's completely uncalled for and everybody is a bunch of pussies. But it also brought this thought up to me that this dude he's basically losing a gig, but he's being reassigned to somewhere else because of his name. He can't do it. But it also made me think about the thousands of people of color that don't get callbacks for job interviews that they qualify for. You're a qualified applicant. You don't get a callback because your name is Daquan or Lakeisha or Muhammad or Ahmed or Miguel or, you know, just something ethnic. You know, and then when people of color, we go, hey, this is institutionalized racism here. You know, my wife, she sent her resume in after, you know, a year of not being able to find a job. They told her her resume was great. The only thing she should do is maybe use her first initial instead of Kalila. What kind of shit is that? That's fucked up. The resume is great. Just use your first initial. I've talked to a lot of friends who have hiring managers. You know, they've heard people like, yeah, they see an ethnic name or black name. That, you know, it's just, it's automatically just, we're not giving that person a call back. And then you will have people, and I will admit, not to throw anybody else under the bus, I'll throw myself in there as well. I was one of those people like, well, you got to stop. Black people need to stop naming their kids dumb shit. Fuck that. If you want to fit in, you gotta name your kids something normal. I was on that boat too. Until I wise enough, you know, I became a little bit more wise. And I was like, you know what? That's racist as shit. People should be able to name their kid whatever they want. I mean, there's limits, you know. I've known somebody to name their kid Gaddafi or fucking Adolf Hitler. I mean, you're just being obtuse at that point. But I mean, if you want to name your kid something quote unquote ethnic or black, that should be on you. And we don't need to have people in positions of power where they see a name that they feel is too black or ethnic that they won't hire them, especially when they're qualified. I fell into that group. But now people they see how it can come back to bite you in the ass. Cause this dude, Robert Lee. Come on, man, that's ridiculous. So next time, if you're one of those people, you're probably not listening to this podcast, but if you are, or if you hear somebody saying some shit like that, tell them, hey, what about that Robert Lee guy? Don't tell people they should name their kids something, you know, easy for you to pronounce or something more, quote unquote, Christian or American to make you feel better. Shouldn't do that. That's bullshit. So I'm going to enjoy myself here my last couple days. So there's a show. That's a show. Make sure you guys follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Chris Allen Comedy. That's my time. Peace out.